morning. I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Well, what else would we do here on a Thursday morning?
And Happy New Year, Glass.
Happy New Year,
glad
that's right.
Glad to have you back.
It is the seventh
glad
day, but we are connecting with everybody this week, and it's always good to be back. The batteries are recharged and ready to go, and similar to the school board, we're reorganized and ready. Tell us what we missed on Tuesday night and the new officers of the MCCSE.
Well, as we do every year at this time, we elect the board officers, and this year, we elected Martha Street as president, Lois Sabo-Skelton as vice president, Janine Butler as secretary, and David Sabag as assistant secretary.
So you and Keith get the year off. That's good. Put your feet up. Eat bonbons.
Right. That's what we do.
That's right.
Now, it's nice to be able to have had Keith there for his stability with a relatively new superintendent. You know, and now there's some other people who want to give their leadership shops a little testing. So people came forward, and so we were glad to be able to give different people an opportunity to work in a different capacity.
Now, Keith, being the past president, you don't have any gavel details or have to wear any kind of robes?
No, but I get the annual salary, though, and I get Secret Service protection.
You do? That's good.
Yes.
For life.
For life.
For life.
Right.
And Sue, you also get the pension plan that goes with that, correct?
Yeah, for long-term service.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, none of that is true, by the way, for anyone listening.
Oh, no, that's I'm sorry. That's all. That's all satire. Yeah. Now, the question I want to ask Keith briefly, Sue, is Keith, now that you've gone through this, do you help with the new president giving advice? You've been through one referendum. You have a huge referendum.
It's a board. It's not an individual.
And that's
the board works together.
What is the president's job, and what is Martha Street going to see in this next year? Give us a little insight on that.
The president keeps the meetings moving, keeps things going, works with the superintendent very closely on issues, and then what needs to come before the board comes before the board, and she kind of
spearheads. She's the director of the board.
That's right.
She moves things in a way.
There are seven people, and they all have their own minds and their own
good
ways of doing things. So,
and she pardons the turkey at Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. So the good the good news. Go ahead, Sue.
And she really is the connection with the superintendent, and can then relay information to the board. That person also can kind of get a feel for what's on board members' minds and what they want to bring forward to the superintendent. Not saying that we don't talk to the superintendent, but it's just a way.
It's easier to have a point person, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the good news is, and Martha's going to walk into a very busy time, obviously, with the November general election. That is when the referendum will appear on the ballot. All of those groups and organizations, we know all the people want to get involved, Sue, and when is the organization of all that going to start? Do you have any insight on that for us?
Well, it's happening right now, and I have to tell you, I went to a very nice New Year's Eve party celebrating the new mayor and new administration, and ran into all kinds of people who wanted to help with the referendum. So I think right now the tri-chairs are looking at somebody to help manage the campaign, because again, it's a point person. The three tri-chairs are really there to kind of help organize and make sure everything is going as planned, but they're talking to a couple folks who might really want to manage some things. We've got some folks in place who are willing to coordinate like volunteer effort and get out the vote effort. So we're moving forward, and we should be hearing more soon on just what the plans are and how people can get involved with us.
Sue, before we get too far away from this, you were at all of the festivities with the inauguration and everything. I need to point out a couple things. First of all, Mayor Hamilton has served as a school board member. Number two, he stated in the inauguration festivities, if necessary, he himself would go door-to-door in support of the referendum. That's pretty good backing.
Right, and it was in his inauguration speech. His comments were just wonderful in so many ways. But the fact, and I know the HT kind of poo-pooed the fact that he said one of his priorities was public education, and he really has no responsibility for public education, which John certainly understands. We all understand that. But as mayor of the city, he wants to help lead the support for our school corporation. And yes, he will be going door to door for the referendum and helping convince people that extending, keeping what we have right now, not increasing, just extending, is really the best thing to do for our school corporation.
Does he need to do any of this, or is he doing this out of what he believes in? How much did you lean on Mayor Mark Cruzan last time?
We had support from the administration throughout, but it's important that he is taking a public stand on this, and it's important that he participates in this. So, yes, it is important.
It is important, and I would say, you know, when a superintendent comes into a school corporation the size of ours, you know, one of the first things you do is you meet with elected officials and you develop a partnership with the mayor. So certainly Mayor Cruzan did help because we know what we're getting into with the referendum now. Mayor Hamilton is just out there more in front because he was one of the major leaders in the last referendum, spending a whole lot of time organizing volunteers and helping get out the vote. So he was there, he was working behind the scenes, and he's going to do it again. Hey, could I point out one thing when you guys were talking about, you know, our pensions and everything else like that was a joke?
Yes.
The school board has not taken an increase in salary for years and years and years. Just wanted to point that out. We don't get paid a whole lot, but...
No, you get paid for your time to go to the meetings. You get paid for, and just like I always joke in my life, if I had to factor out everything I made hourly, I would just cry myself to sleep every night. So don't do that.
That's why you're going to win the lottery.
Right.
That's why we're all in this together.
And that's not why any school board member serves. I mean, it's a $4,000 stipend. But, yeah, I just wanted to point out that while other elected officials might ask for or take increases, we haven't done that. So we're fine where we are.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. And now that all of the school board is reorganized and everything's put together, Sue, what's the next focus at the January meeting?
I really don't know what is coming up in the
January meeting.
So
who puts that agenda together? Is that the superintendent and the new president?
And the new president.
Okay.
And also you can bet that very quickly we'll be talking about the official declaration that there will be a referendum.
We know that's coming. How about I-Step, Sue? You want to talk a little I-Step?
Well,
come on. So exciting.
You know what's last? We got to get ready for taking I-Step again in several weeks. I mean, we're going to start the whole process over.
Help me out, Sue.
Without even knowing.
I'm not very
I can't.
Help me out. I'm not very smart. What does getting ready for I-Step mean? They ship you the booklets. You got to pass those out to the right schools. Make sure nobody can see them ahead of time. Make sure your number two pencils are sharp. What does getting ready for I-Step mean?
Well, part of that is the testing, but you know nobody can see any of that test ahead of time. But it's kind of preparing kids. I'm just kind of saying that because we don't even really have the individual results, but we're going to be going into testing. Some of the teachers will take kids through some practices, so especially little kids, young kids, elementary school kids, know how to take a test, that's a standardized kind of test. If we're doing it on a computer, how you do it on the computer. If you're doing it on a booklet, how you do that. So a lot of it is just getting people in the mind frame and getting them up and excited for a test that I'm not sure anymore why we even have it, but...
The question I had earlier for Keith last hour was, we know that the testing isn't always, we're not always fond of it. Why can't we just take a year or two off of it, organize it, get it to the best maybe possible level of it working? Why does it have to be, I understand it's a law, but why does it have to be every year? I want to think when I was growing up, we didn't have it every year. Why has that changed?
You're right, and it was very different glass. Probably at least for 30 years, there's been a slow movement towards accountability. We're not afraid of accountability. We want people to know what's happening in our schools. We want.
But why does standardized testing determine accountability? Because it's just a broad blanket you can throw over everything?
Well, in my cynical little mind, it's because somebody makes a whole lot of money off of testing. We have testing companies who are making big bucks because they can come in and administer tests throughout the state when we have teachers who can do that on their own. And we do have other tests that we use on a regular basis, not quite as high stakes, gives much more immediate feedback to teachers to know what it is, what our kids know, what they don't know, and what they need to learn. So,
why couldn't schools give their own tests? Why couldn't, because it's all federally funded money, is that where this all comes back to? Does it always follow the money, find the answer?
for me, it does a whole lot
of time. Or state-funded money, I'm sorry.
And we have this whole, so-called reform movement that was going to fix public education. And one of those things was to have these standardized tests where you could compare one school district to another or one school to another, which doesn't necessarily really give you any good, it gives you a broad kind of understanding, but it doesn't really tell you what's going on in that school. For instance, I will tell you that the Hoosier Youth Philharmonic is performing this evening
tonight
at 7:30.
That's right.
At Bloomington South, and these are all the kids in orchestra from 5th grade through 12th grade. It's 500 kids. That isn't measured on a standardized test, but imagine what all of these kids get out of this kind of involvement in music and being able to perform, what it does for their group interaction skills, for their leadership development, and not to mention the musical ability and everything else that goes along with it. So that's my issue with a standardized test like ISTEP. It's really not telling us the full picture of what a school or a school corporation is doing.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. What other issues are we looking at today? We've just started on the new semester. The new week is up and running. Luckily, we haven't had any snow days or anything like that to worry about yet. We probably will down the road, but it's a pretty good sign right now to not have any burned yet, right, Keith?
Correct. Very much so.
Oh, exactly. And don't forget, what is the bus app called? Here Comes the Bus, that
right.
People can have on their mobile device.
Great
or
reminder.
Their desktop computer, and they can see when their bus is getting close to their neighborhood, and of course that will tell people if we're on a delay, when the buses might be there, and just what's happening with being able to track that bus.
A great example will be on Monday when the overnight low is going to be chilly on Sunday night and Monday morning, so that's another one too. You can see where it is, and you can run out there at the last minute and hop on and stay warm.
Right.
Sue, great job as always. We appreciate the time. We will get caught up with you every Thursday from here on out. You and Keith, thank you.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.